Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers. With Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
The case against Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer, it is well underway. And I got to say, personally, it's a little more eventful and exciting than I was planning for. Granted, we can't see inside the courtroom or hear inside the courtroom, but we have a lot of eyes and ears in the courtroom reporting on it every single day. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney. Former prosecutor, here we are. We've seen a lot of the prosecution's case and a lot of holes being dug into the prosecution's case against Richard Allen. What's been your reaction thus far to what we've seen?
You know, I was a little surprised that the prosecution waited this long to start talking about the alleged confessions. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I thought was sort of their linchpin in the case. And it took them kind of 3 weeks to get there. But now we're there and we're hearing about what Richard Allen allegedly said, including while in custody. And I think that is sort of, certainly affecting how people are thinking about the case and could be a huge problem for the defense.
Is it, though, because he's confessing to this while eating pages from the Bible and feces and running into walls with his head first? And then, hey, I killed the girls. I'm ready to talk about it. Here's what I did. And, I read as best I could, you know, what some reporters have made a transcript of what he said. And it just, I don't know, to me, I mean, not that I'm an expert in reading confessions, but it reads to me like I'm just going to say something because you want me to say something. It doesn't seem very, and some of his confession doesn't even line up with reality, with how the scene was actually there, what was seen. And by the time he gave these confessions, he did hear about the scene. He's heard about it through his attorneys. So it's not like he couldn't like conjure some of this shit up between eating Proverbs and talking about murdering kids.
Oh, totally. I was sparring with Nancy Grace about this yesterday. And, you know, in looking at the confessions, what the defense is going to say is like, hey, look, this is after he'd been in solitary confinement for God knows how many days. He already had mental health issues before, and he voices those in his early police interviews, in which he is adamant in his denial of doing this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, is it a person who was just pushed to the brink, thinks that things are hopeless, that they can't do anything else, and he's going to tell them what they want to hear in hopes that that will somehow improve his situation.
Why don't we have audio of any of this? I mean, there's supposedly like these 60-some confessions. There's this session with the therapist. Why don't we have audio of any of it? Because, I mean, if there is audio, I'd love to hear it, because I'm going to think that will tell us more than just a transcript or somebody's reiteration of it. You can make a crazy person sound sane if you're just reiterating the information. If we heard his exact words, the candor, everything, how it was being said, I think it would tell us a lot more than just somebody regurgitating what they have in their notepad.
Tony, having that objective record is so critical, because for decades and decades or centuries, you know, we had law enforcement folks, they would do a full interview with a person. It would take like 3 hours. They'd learn all of this information and they'd reduce it down to like a paragraph in which they said, you know, the suspect admitted to X and he feels sorry and he's ready to, you know, be charged with these crimes or something. So there's so much additional information that we don't have that this jury is not going to have. And which way that will cut, I'm not sure.
Yeah. And the style in which he was interviewed as well, the method that they used for interviewing Richard Allen, it's not one that, you know, FBI uses or anybody else. And I mean, it's an old style that, you know, years and years and years ago, oh, this is great. Turns out it's not so effective. The pressuring somebody and going back and the whole method just doesn't make a lot of sense. It leads to a lot of false confessions from what we know. But that's what was employed on Richard Allen. That whole thing, I mean, the interview that we heard or we know about from early on that they did with him versus the eating the Bible, confessing to killing kids, it sounds like a very different person.
Oh, without question. And like you said, those tactics have been in studies linked to demonstrably false confessions. It's a coercive environment. The officers were raising their voices, getting aggressive and intimidating. And then at times they're sort of like trying to be nice and making promises. And it's emotional manipulation. And we're talking about the highest stakes possible, which is a murder case.
Yeah. I mean, it's shocking that we still do this. I mean, we can go on and on, like, why are they doing this? And we know why. A lack of training and resources for departments and people, they're all operated individually. So we don't have a whole lot of consistency across the board, and you just get things that are done like this. What about all the holes that have been poked into this thus far? There's been a lot. Timeline being questioned. We had one witness earlier on who, she goes out and walks the trail on a regular basis, knew of Richard Allen's car, saw it when she went in. It was gone by the time she left. By the time she left, the timeline said that he was down there killing the kids. But his car was gone, according to her. And her timeline matches up to security cameras as well. That's not the only hole. There's been a lot of holes being poked into this. Where do you think this sits with the jury as of right now? Because from my counting, we have a bullet that is even questionable as to why it's there. After all those police went through the scene, that is still kind of junk science and the only random thing that I guess connects him. No DNA, no nothing. If you rip the clothes off these girls and slash their neck, I would think maybe there'd be some evidence of you being there.
Of course. And even that bullet has been called into question, I think, pretty effectively during cross-examination of the firearms expert, because what defense was able to establish is that they can't really tie it to Richard Allen's specific gun. They can tie it to a type of gun, but they could not rule out other similar guns. Yeah. And the firearms expert admitted that on the stand. So could this have been dropped by a police officer? Could, you know, it's just nothing could even come in close to conclusive, especially with an already shaky case.
Well, it seems rather reasonable to think, okay, you got like 30, 40 officers up here looking at the scene at one point in time. And after that is when they found the bullet. They didn't find it before that. It seems like likely, like one of those people could have easily dropped this bullet, not just this random guy in the trail. And if he did, maybe he did. It doesn't mean he killed the kids. There was no gun used in this murder. So maybe it wasn't a jacket pocket or something. I mean, we've all dropped things. I'll tell you this. I am not a big gun. I have guns, but I don't actively shoot. I don't go out and actively shoot. There's been times that, I remember I had a jacket I wore actually at my grandpa's funeral, and I had a bullet that was in it for like years because it was something that they shot off. The military did when they did a salute to him. And I just kept forgetting it was in there. So people who don't even use guns, this could happen where you're like, drop the bullet somewhere. There are reasonable explanations. But other than that, have you heard anything that puts Richard Allen near this in any sort of evidentiary way?
You know, I really haven't. And that's the issue with relying almost solely on a confession, is that confessions can be unreliable. And you've got to kind of back it up. You got to bolster it. You got to make sure it's consistent with objective, demonstrable evidence that shows, hey, yes, what he's saying is correct. And that second part is the part that's been lacking. And they've been in the trial for 3 weeks.
Were you expecting more from the prosecution?
Oh, totally. And I was expecting him to do it in a different fashion. I wasn't expecting him to kind of, you know, in my opinion, waste a good amount of the jury's time for multiple weeks. Let's get to the meat of this. And if you think he's guilty, let's put it out there. Let's see what you got. And it feels like it's just been such a slow play the entire time.
The verbato that they were using beforehand of, no, we're going to deny this, we're going to deny that, it made you think either they're nuts and they're trying to cover something up, or they have a really, really strong case and we just don't know anything about it yet. We'll find it out in court and hopefully we're all wrong. It turns out they have an even weaker case than we thought they had. And it's like, why are you all behind this? This is so incredibly weak.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, and I'm telling you, as a former prosecutor, that's one of the reasons I had to get out of it, because there is such a groupthink mentality where you get into this mindset of like, oh, this case is great, this scumbag deserves it. That's not what I would say, but that's what some people would say. And it's easy to just kind of be like, oh, rah, rah, yeah, we all agree with each other. But then once you get it out in the open, that's why they have trials. Once it's subjected to scrutiny, now everyone's saying, oh, wait a sec, I'm not sure how strong this is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you don't listen to, I mean, it, when you're in that situation, because you've obviously have been there, is it pretty much like an echo chamber? I know, you know, some people will look outside of that and go, what are other people saying? You'd want to do that, I would think, because you'd want to be challenged in every way, shape, or form as a defense attorney. So you're prepared when those questions come at you in court. But is that always the case, especially when it's like prosecution and they think they got their case? Are they listening to the outside as other people are?
Oftentimes, no. Oftentimes, it is an echo chamber. Not only that, but in some law enforcement cultures, not all, but in some, it's kind of discouraged to sort of bring up other sides. I remember when we were roundtabling cases as a prosecutor, and I'm saying, you know, well, gosh, when we go to trial, there's this piece that's missing. Or there's this witness that says something that seems a lot different than what we have already. And sometimes that's kind of frowned upon. That's kind of like, oh, whose side are you on, bro? and that is not the right approach when we're talking about safe and effective and accurate law enforcement.
Yeah, it's like you're on the side of truth. and if there's something here that shows it's not, then we should look at that. We should see what this is. That's how our system's supposed to work. Unfortunately, it's not. It's a fascinating case. We'll see where this goes. As of now, I mean, I thought earlier, you know, he's going to be convicted. It'll be a retrial. I don't know that he's going to be convicted. I mean, if there's nothing else up their sleeve and it stands on this, they don't even have to bring up Odinism, even if they are allowed to. I would say just rest on what we have. What's your thoughts on how this should end up?
You know, I'm waiting to see, and I haven't looked at the witness endorsements. I don't know that they're public. I'm waiting to see if the defense has a false confession expert, because this case is primed for that.
Yeah.
And if they can undercut the confession, there's really not a whole lot left. And I think that inures to the benefit of Richard Allen.
Yeah, I would agree. There's still more to come in the case. Defense has yet to go. Maybe they're going by the time you're listening to this or hearing this, but It's more than, I'd say, probably past the halfway mark, but we're getting there, and it is fascinating, no doubt. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand-new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand-new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.